It's an update from cknewstoday.ca. I'm Matt Weaver-Rank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A young Chatham man initially accused of murder in 2022 has been sentenced to 2 years probation in connection with the stabbing death of another youth. The identity of the man who was sentenced in court yesterday is protected because he was 17 years old at the time of the crime. He's now 19. The court heard the man stabbed a 17-year-old male victim in the chest in October 2022 after a drug deal gone bad in Chatham. The convicted teen spent almost a year in jail while his court proceedings were going on. That was credited toward his sentence. He was initially charged with murder but pleaded guilty to a lesser charge in January of this year. The damage is estimated at $500,000 after a barn fire in Blenheim earlier this week. Chatham Kent fire officials say they were called to the scene on Charing Cross Road at around 1:45 Tuesday afternoon. Fire investigators say they determined that a controlled burn got out of control and strong winds blew the flames into the barn, which was already going up in flames by the time firefighters arrived. The strike is over at Green Shield. Unionized members in Windsor and Toronto ratified a 3-year contract yesterday by a margin of 92 and 91%. They walked off the job March 1st in a dispute over wages and job security. And the federal government says more people will get the rural carbon price rebate. That was in the budget earlier this week. The definition of rural in the policy will be adjusted. The Toronto Star says some living in rural areas were not getting the larger check. The Toronto Maple Leafs closed out their regular season schedule with a 6-4 loss to Tampa Bay. Auston Matthews came up empty in his bid to score 70 goals, despite pouring 12 shots on net in the game. The Blue Jays blew a 2-run lead in the top of the ninth inning as the Yankees rallied to beat them 6-4. The Tigers managed to finish their game before the rain came, but Detroit lost to Texas 5-4. And the Philadelphia 76ers beat Miami to advance directly to the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Heat will now face the Bulls for the final spot in the East after Chicago beat Atlanta. Cloudy today, a chance of showers this morning at a high of 15 Celsius. Mainly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm, low 8. Showers tomorrow morning, then clearing, and a high of 13. I'm Matt Weaver-Rank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.